You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful, warm Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And if you are listening to this recording, I can truly say that your life will never be the same again after hearing this life-changing revelation, information, inspiration, and motivation. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you're having a great day. Well, I am doing well. And of course, many of you know that in the U.S. it is Thanksgiving weekend, and that is a celebration where we are really grateful for our lives, for our freedom, for just everything. And it's a time of love, friends, and family. And so I'm very grateful. I am having a great weekend. My family is here. And just having a wonderful time. I have received calls from all over the world. My former clients have called to say Happy Thanksgiving, my friends. And so for that, I am so, so grateful. And so, you know, I was telling Pete Adams that, you know, every day is Thanksgiving for me. I'm just so grateful for every aspect of my life, so grateful for my relationship with God, and so grateful that I have the opportunity to share with you. And today, I'm going to be talking about how to be a deliberate creator the last 30 days of 2015. That's going to be awesome. So you better stay tuned. But I just have a couple of announcements. Let me see. All of you who live in Florida or you live close to Florida, I'm going to be in Florida on December the 18th and the 19th. I'll be speaking on the 19th on how to shift, change, your subconscious and your spirit so that you can manifest love, wealth, purpose, whatever you desire. So I'm going to be talking about manifesting from the inside out. It is a free, that's what I said, people, it's a free conference. You don't have to pay. And my dear friend Richard Harper is going to be there, and he's the author of Consciously Wealthy. And so we're going to have a great time. And so I'm excited about that. I love Florida, and it's in Orlando, Florida. So you need to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can get all the information, and you need to register when today. Also, next year, how many of you have never been on a cruise? Let me see your hands. How many of you have been on a cruise? Well, it's a wonderful experience. I've been on so many. But next year, the Law of Attraction Radio Network is sponsoring a cruise. It is from March 6th through the 10th. And it is a four-night cruise out of Long Beach, California. And the cruise is to Ensenada, Mexico. And Pam Grout is going to be there. Of course, you know, she's a New York Times bestselling author and Hay House author of E-Square and EQ. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be talking once again about how to change your subconscious to create your wildest dreams. Jules is going to be there. And of course, my dear friend, Richard Harper, he's an award-winning author. And you have an opportunity to meet all of us. Now, I know that you're focused in on the holidays and Christmas, but you deserve a cruise. And so you need to go online to loaradionetwork.com and click on the cruise button, because you need to register now. Because I didn't realize that that's just about 60 days away. So wouldn't it be wonderful to be around like-minded people? We're all going to be learning and just really growing and shifting and changing. And I'm just so excited to have an opportunity to meet you in person. We can have dinner together, dine together, and just really shift and change our lives. So once again, that's loaradionetwork.com, and click on the cruise link. And if you have specific questions, email me personally at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And while you're on my website, of course, all of you guys know about my coaching. I'm not going to go into that, but you owe yourself that. That could be the best Christmas present that you could give yourself, or that somebody could give you. So if, when somebody asks you, what do you want for Christmas? I want some coaching sessions with Constance, should be your answer. And of course, I have affirmations there for you, and also my two books. So that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to be teaching you about the law of deliberate creation.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, I am back, and I'm going to take my time. I have plenty of time. I'm going to be talking about how you can use the law of deliberate creation to create what you desire for the last 30 days of 2015. I can't even believe I'm saying that, because, you know, at the end of the year, there are just so many feelings. That's a certain vibration. People have all sorts of feelings. It might be this was the best year I've ever had, or my goodness, I can't believe that I didn't lose that weight. Or a lot of people are feeling sad about the holidays. And I'm just going to say to you, make a decision. You can make a decision that no matter what my circumstances are, I'm going to really enjoy the holidays. This is a time where people are reflecting. They're making decisions. They're wondering, why didn't God answer my prayers? Or, wow, I'm living my wildest dreams. So this is a time of reflection. And I know that in my own life personally, I used to be so critical and harsh and judgmental with myself. And at the end of the year, I would very harshly judge myself and say, you only manifested one goal, and what's wrong with you, and why aren't you doing more? And of course, I didn't know that I was doing that, but that's exactly, what I was doing. And so I'm going to say to you that this show will really teach you how to lovingly and gently and kindly, is that a word? I just made it up. Or compassionately, really begin to understand, first of all, and then use the law of deliberate creation to create the last 30 days of 2015. All right. So here we go. Just open up your spirit. Open up your spirit and just say, God, show me. Because I know so many of you are looking for answers. And because I get your emails. And so I'm just going to teach you and just ask the spirit, show me, open up my eyes, help me to see. And I'm praying for an aha moment for you. Well, you know, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she's been on my show, I guess it's been a while, about 4 or 5 years ago. She's a neuroscientist for 25 years. By the way, go to her website, drcarolineleaf.com, or Google her. She has some great books on thinking, etc. So she's a brain specialist, and she stated that it takes 21 days to begin detoxing and rewiring the brain, and that, you know, the first 21 days is just a beginning process of creating a new habit, and then you need another two cycles of 21 days, totaling 63 days. And after that 63rd day, you would have created a permanent neurological pathway in your brain, or a permanent way of thinking, or a permanent habit. And the old neurological pathway is still there, but it's like dormant. Because you've changed your thinking, you've changed your intention, and so you have a new pathway. And so that's done deliberately. So we're going to be very deliberate. So I share that because when we do this 30-day intentional law of deliberate creation for the last 30 days of 2015, you'll have to know that you're going to be detoxing and rewiring your brain, etc. Okay, so here we go. So the law of deliberate creation, you know, when I hear the word deliberate, I looked it up on Google, and this is what it means. It means some more words for deliberate: calculated, intentional, designed, purposeful, planned, something that you've given a lot of thought to, and careful consideration. So that means that if you are deliberately creating your life, that means you're planning to do that. You are planning to design your life. You've been thinking about it. You're going to give careful consideration to creating these last 30 days. And really, I was praying about, well, what should I teach? And Peter Adams sent me a text about being a deliberate creator. And it was a mantra that the Spirit had downloaded to him about, I am a deliberate creator and I create my own reality. And so my thinking sort of started right there. And we know that that's nothing but the truth, because if something hasn't happened for you, remember, we're not judging. We're just lovingly and compassionately and gently observing our lives. I was telling someone this week, it's not God holding back from you. I learned from Kenneth Copeland years ago. He said that if something isn't working, he always says, God, show me where I need to change. And that's my take on it. So when I got that text from Peter, I just began to think about it, because I receive emails all of the time where it's not working for people. So let me just share with you just a little bit about the law of deliberate creation. So you are at this very moment while you're listening, drawing into your world, that which you're conscious of being. That which you give your thought to, of course, you create that. So that which you give your thought and your feelings and your energy and your passion to, guess what? You create that a lot quicker. So most people are living by default, because you're always creating. And they don't know about this law. And it's a law that works for anyone who will work it for. So a great example of that would be if somebody wakes up in the morning and they say, oh, my God, it's another day. I'm so sleepy. And you go and drink some coffee, and then you're like, I just hate sitting in traffic in Atlanta. And I can't stand my boss. She get on my last nerve. And my coworkers, they are so stupid. Guess what? You just created your day by default. And unless you change that, you will create that same day over and over again. And so why not be a deliberate creator and begin to create what you desire? So, you create your day, you create your week, you create your holiday. You're creating your Christmas holiday now by what you're thinking and believing. You might say, oh, my God, Constance, you don't know my mother-in-law. Well, no, honey, I don't know your mother-in-law, but I do know that you can choose how you're going to respond to her. How you're going to respond to your relatives, because all of us have somebody in our family, at Christmas time that shows up, and you know where I'm coming from. And so you create your world. So why don't we just deliberately begin to create what we desire? So the Bible says, choose you. You choose this day who you're going to serve. It will be either life or death, good or bad, happy or sad, prosperous or poor, but you choose. So let me kind of distinguish between the law of attraction and then the law of deliberate creation. The law of attraction says what you send out, you're going to get back. You know that. But the law of deliberate creation means that you are the one who steps in as a deliberate creator, and you change your thoughts, your feelings, and your action. So an example of that might be, it's the holidays, and maybe you've been thinking and feeling, oh my goodness, it's the holidays again, and I'm just by myself, and everybody's in love, and it's snowing, and it's Frosty the Snowman, and I said that by the end of this year that I would have met my soulmate, and that hasn't happened to you. Stop. So you interrupt that thought. That's deliberate creation. And then you might think or say, but I have lots of love in my life. I have great friends. I have a great family. I love my job. I lost 25 pounds this year. I love my life. I'm attending school again. You see how that person just interrupted that same way of thinking and feeling and deliberately began to create something different. So if that person over the next 21 days will keep saying, feeling, thinking that, they will begin to create something different. So with deliberate creation, you ask yourself this question: what do I want? And I realize so many people don't know the answer to that. I don't have time to stay on that. And why do I want that? And how do I want to feel? And so, you know, when you ask yourself those questions, it might mean, I want to feel happy at Christmas. I want to be thankful. I want to serve people who may not be as blessed as I am. I want to have a sense of belonging. You see that? That's deliberate creation. You are deliberately taking your focus and your thoughts away from what is to what you desire. So you're not just focusing in on what you have and letting that be your only choice. You have options. I remember Les Brown told me years ago, there are always options, and you can begin to choose and deliberately create with your thoughts, your emotions, and your feelings, and begin to send that energy out. And remember, at the beginning of the show, I said that some other words for deliberate would be purposeful, something that you design, plan. So this is not something that happens haphazardly. You have to make a decision that you're going to do this every day. So you choose it. So you can choose what you want, and you can choose what you feel. So you decide in every moment what energy you're going to vibrate out. That's a powerful position. So if you want to be successful, you say it, you feel it, you interrupt that thought of, you know, I'm not successful, and you begin to send that out. So moment by moment, you choose to feel happy. You choose to feel optimistic. You choose to feel expectancy. And over time, you will deliberately create those same kinds of feelings, and you will really have an outpicturing of what you're deliberately creating. You know, a great example of that would be this week. A lot of people want to know, what do I do? You know, how do I meditate? So this week, I just felt led that I was going to take some scripture and then some truth, and I play meditation music, and then I'll just think on one thing. So this week, I said that I am deeply loved, I am highly favored, and I am greatly blessed. And I would think on that, and the meditation music is behind me. See, I'm deliberately creating something. I am deeply loved. I am highly favored. I'm not just favored. I'm highly favored. And I'm greatly blessed. I'm not just blessed. I'm greatly blessed. So I deliberately interrupted my thoughts and began to think that, feel that, see that. I did that for 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. You know, with great, you know, meditation music behind it. Sometimes I'll take a scripture of how much God loves me. Sometimes I may take a scripture that all of my needs are already met, that God has already given me all things that pertain to life and godliness, that my highest good is searching for me. That's deliberate creation. It's where you choose. Because really, scientists are saying that 80% of what we think is, we think the same thing over and over every day. And so it's like 10 to 20% new thoughts. So why not make a decision that I am going to deliberately begin creating what I desire in my life, because everything begins with the thought. Your thought is really the starting point of change. It's the starting point of manifestation in your life. So how many of you can see that you need to do that? How many of you have not been doing that? Because that's the beginning point. Okay, so what are we doing here? We're talking really about aligning ourselves. And alignment is the key. I just want to talk on that just a little bit. And because, see, there is power in aligning. You're aligning yourself with the unlimited supply in the universe. So really, spiritually, everything has already been finished. Everything already exists. That's what they say, even in the quantum world. It's when you observe it. It's when you focus in on it. It's when you take a look at it that a new creation is manifested in your life. And I think it was Neville Goddard who said, you're not trying to, since creation is finished, you're not trying to manifest anything. You're just aligning yourself with what's already yours. And so the Bible says that all things are mine and that God has already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. So what pertains to life and godliness? Love, money, health, wealth, family, purpose, etc. So where are those things? Those things are in the invisible world. They're waiting for you to align with. So how do you align? You see, that's why visualization, affirmations, meditation, all of those things just put you in alignment so that you can allow and receive your wildest dreams. And so, you know, it's amazing when you think about that you are connected to a powerful God of the universe who knows everything and who loves you and who's there to support you. So we are aligning. How many of you have ever gotten your car aligned? And you know, and you can tell when you need an alignment because when you're driving, it sort of, it doesn't stay in the lane. So you take it to wherever you take it to the dealer and they just align your car. And so that's all we're doing over these next 30 days. You are deliberately aligning yourself with what's already yours. And so the energy that you put out is always being returned to you. It's like a universal law. So when people tell me that doesn't work for me, yes, it is. It's working for you, but you need to reverse it. So you attract who you are, not what you want. Change your energy and intentions and you change your world. Because really your deepest beliefs create your experiences. So can you see how over these next 30 days, and I'm going to tell you what I want you to do, how you need to begin to deliberately create what you desire. Because if you don't, it will automatically to fall back to what was or what is. One of my mentees in South Africa, she called me this weekend and I was kidding her because I asked her, I said, so do you hear me talking about you on the radio? She said, yes, ma'am, because I would ask her, well, what's going on? What's going on in South Africa? She said, same old, same old. I said, guess what? If that's what you're saying and thinking, you're going to keep getting the same old, same old. And she changed that really quickly. And so we're talking about, you know, the law of deliberate creation. So whatever you want, you can see that all you need to do is focus your attention. I'm going to talk about feelings later on. Your feelings and your mood on that. Let me talk about feelings right now. You need to really watch how you feel because I feel that your feelings are really an indicator of what's really going on with you. Your feelings and your mood create states because you are a spiritual vibrational being and the thoughts that you think they send out a vibration. And so it's like you are emitting your mood. You are emitting your state. You are emitting how you feel. So your mood is really your indicator of your vibrational point of attraction. So if you're like, well, how are you doing? You're excited about the holiday? Oh no, honey, the holidays are so stressful for me. Really? So you begin to feel that. A lot of people get very depressed during the holidays. They feel very sad during the holidays. And so, you know, they default to that because that's what they've always done. And I understand depression. I've helped a lot of people clinically with depression. I know that some people do need medicine, but I'm just simply saying in my case, and a lot of people I know, it was that they chose to feel sad and pitiful and alone. I'm talking about myself, 20 years ago. And so if you do that every year, then you're going to get that. So you really need to watch your feelings, because you got to remember, it's the feelings behind the thought. It's just not your thinking, but it's the feeling and the energy and the passion behind whatever you're thinking that really, really moves things quickly for you. All right. And remember, whatever you think and how you feel always matches outwardly. It's out pictured in your life. It's an exact match. So you can take a look at how you're feeling to determine, okay, if I keep feeling that way, then that's what's going to manifest. So you deliberately plan, you purposefully decide, you make a decision. I'm going to design something different for my life. And Dr. Caroline Leaf says you start with 7 minutes. You start with 7 minutes, 2 to 3 times a day, to really begin to shift and to begin to deliberately create what you want. Okay, so here we go. These 30 days, you are co-creator with God. I mean, man, you know, I don't know what you want, but here you have this loving, supporting power here to assist you. So, you know, it's kind of like the people who go on Shark Tank. You know, you got all of these smart business people, and everybody wants to get on there because they need support, not only financially, but they need the expertise, you know, of those sharks to really help them. So here you have God, who created solar system, who knows everything about business and computers, etc., and you choose not to spend your hour of power. Here you have the person who put the stars in the sky, and you know, and the sand on the seas, and even the animal kingdom. I mean, when I look at some of the animal shows, I am amazed at how God has just so miraculous, you know, the instinct that's in animals. And so you are a co-creator. You are a deliberate co-creator with God. Co. That means that if you don't align yourself spiritually so that God can download to you what vitamins you need to take, if you don't take the time to align yourself spiritually so that God can say, go here to this school and get the scholarship, etc., then, you know, you won't really be deliberately creating the life of your dreams. I'm going to take a sip of water. Okay. You've heard me say that Russell Simmons says that since he started meditating twice a day, I think he does 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening, that he said he has received so many downloads. And so he's putting himself in a position of success to deliberately create more music in the hip hop world. So he's a music mogul. And maybe that's not what your intention is, but whatever it is, God is no respecter of person. The universal law of deliberate creation will work for anyone who will work it. So it's a law. A law will work for anyone who will work it. And so I'm just going to say, really be aware that you're co-created with God, with source, with infinite intelligence, and know that God is on your side. Man, if God is on your side, that means you really got it going on. And so, because remember, your intentions are shaping your every thought, your words, your action, and the universe is responding back to you what you put into it. And so that's why it is essential that you have a deep connection with the divine creative force or God of the universe, so that the two of you can deliberately create your wildest dreams. So if you're too busy, I get emails, well, I'm thinking about doing my hour of power. And you know, I've told you, it doesn't have to be an hour, but you consistently do it every day. You've heard me say this. You know, Pete Adams, he and I co-facilitated the Breakthrough Weekend, and you've heard Pete's story. But I asked his wife, I said, I want to hear it from Robin. I said, does Pete ever miss his hour of power? And she said, Constance, never. Even if we're running late, he never. I'm like, not even just one little tiny, teeny time? And she said, never. Why is that? Because he understands the power of being a deliberate creator. And one of the main principles is that quiet time, that hour of power with your co-creator. That's essential. All right. So this is how we're going to do it. Over the next 30 days, you're going to choose one, not two, one goal. No pressure on yourself. It can be anything from drinking more water to losing 7 pounds to sending out 50 resumes. So you're going to choose one goal that you're going to deliberately create. You're going to clearly define that goal or intention. Excuse me, because you know when you get intentional, they're saying that your frontal lobe of your brain changes. It gets fired up. I think it gets excited. So they did a study of nuns who deliberately and intentionally would read their Bible, and let's just say for 10 minutes a day. So that was their intention. And that frontal lobe just began to light up. You know, they had them all hooked up to computers. So why am I saying that? Because when you clearly define your goal or intention, you are deliberately creating. Then secondly, you're going to align yourself with that goal, whatever it is. You already know how you align. You align by visualization, by affirmation, by meditating on that. And just according to your own personality, I gave you an example of what I do, what I did this week, but that may change next week. So you align yourself with that. And you set aside time because it's important. Because remember, the word deliberate means that you plan. It's planned into your day. If you're a single mom, you can take out 7 minutes. And so you are aligning yourself by visualizing, by seeing, by feeling. You're deliberately interrupting what is with a new stream of thought, of feeling, of seeing, of believing. And then, of course, you know, you're going to take inspired action. You can't just wish and hope. You've got to take action. You know, Jack Canfield says you need to do 6 things a day and, you know, towards your goal. You know, but let's just start with something small. A phone call, an email, ask for help. All right. Okay. And I just want to say asking for help is really big. I mean, there's a law of sufficiency and abundance, and I'm not going to really get all into that. But there is an abundance of people who will help you, who can help you. This is an abundant universe. There's really no lack of knowledge, wisdom, money, love, etc. One lady, it's so interesting. People think that if you're 50, she said, do you think I could find, Constance, do you think that I could find love at my age? I said, honey, age is just a number. It's your belief that's holding you back. And so whatever you're deliberately creating over these next 30 days, just know that the universe is excited because you know what you want. The universe is supporting you. I remember many years ago, I was just feeling just like, oh my God, nothing isn't happening for me. That's when I still had my pitiful crown on, or my little sad, pitiful little sash that you wear, you know, that the queens wear. And the spirit said to me, Constance, oh, why are you tripping like that? I'm just paraphrasing. You got the law of attraction. You got Angus. You got God. You got the Holy Spirit. You got wisdom. You have the gifts of the spirit. And so many of you have what it takes to deliberately create what you desire, but you just haven't taken those action steps. And action steps are really, really big. So everybody got that? So that's how you deliberately create. You intentionally set aside time. You are clear about what you want for the next 30 days. It might be money. It might be health. You know, that's your decision. I would like for you to email me and just let me know what your intention is. And I'm still amazed at how many people do not have their intention written down. I mean, I have my intention and I look at it every day. So let me just tell you one thing I decided I was going to do. I said, okay, I'm going to exercise for the next 40 days. It was a 40-day period. I said, I'm going to exercise every day for 40 days because I've always exercised. But I heard that people who were at the top of their game worked out 5 to 6 times a week. I'm like, that's what I'm going to start doing. So for 40 days straight, I did some kind of exercise, walk, Pilates. Sometimes I would do Pilates abs, and I walked, you know, just all kinds of things. And what I deliberately and intentionally made that decision. So what did I do? I was very clear about my intention. I wrote it out. I align myself by visualizing, by seeing it, by meditating. I'm so happy and grateful that I am more vibrant, more energetic, that I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life. So I begin to say that, meditate that, align with that. And I did that. And now It's a habit. I can't stop. And so I just really, really love it. So you see what I did? I deliberately interrupted my cycle, my belief of, okay, as long as you exercise 3 to 4 times a week, then that's fine. And that's cool. And there may be some weeks when I'm really busy, but I'm just saying, you see how I deliberately created just a new reality in my life. Okay, so we're talking about how we're going to deliberately create our lives over the next 30 days. And boy, you know, I got to talk a little bit about attention, because attention is your power source. And whatever you give your attention to, you know, this, it expands and it becomes larger. And so you create your own reality by what you give your attention to. So if your attention is on what is, you have to what? Deliberately interrupt that and begin to put it on what you want. So what you dwell on is what you receive. You have to shift. You have to learn how to shift your attention to only, everybody say only on what you desire. And because if you want your dreams to come true, it's going to take more than wishing and hoping and even praying. You've got to get up and take action. And so the mind needs to focus in a special way on exactly what you want to deliberately create over these next 30 days, because what you pay attention to grows. And I heard Deepak Chopra say this. He says, attention activates the energy of attraction. Whoa, I love that. What does that mean? That when you put your attention on it, it activates the law, the energy of attraction. And that thing begins to what? Come into your life. So if you listen to me, if you're dissatisfied with your present life or the way things are going, You don't like how much money you're making. You don't like the relationships you're in. You don't like your body. What do you need to do? You need to take your attention away from what is, and you need to rise in consciousness. I could teach on that all day, to what you desire for it to be, because truly, like the Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. So therefore, you need to take your attention away from one state of consciousness and place it up on another one. Because when you do that, one has to die and the other one is resurrected. So essentially, what I'm saying is really to dissolve a problem that just seems so glaring right now in front of you. You like, Constance, I don't know if I can set that deliberate intention in that area. Yes, you can. You almost have to become indifferent to kind of what you see of what's been going on in your life, all of your life, and turn your back on or take your attention away from every problem, everything that's not what you want, every limitation, and begin to focus. You know, focus is just so powerful, because actually when you begin to deliberately decide to deliberately create something different, all of your circumstances are going to start screaming, that's not true. How are you going to do that, etc.? So the energy of attraction is really powered by focus. You sustain faithful attention to what you're deciding over these 30 days really nourishes your desires, and it allows them to sort of blossom like a flower. So faithful focus, I say it's magical, and it really creates powerful imaginations. And so when you meditate over and over and over, then focus becomes easier for you. And so meditation and focus is so powerful, because it helps you to unleash all of that unlimited possibilities and probabilities, etc. And I love this. I could teach on this all day. Consciousness precedes manifestation. I got to say that again. Consciousness precedes signs and wonders. And so whatever you're conscious of, whatever you're holding in consciousness, whatever you're deliberately creating over these next 30 days has to come first, and then the manifestation follows. Because it's kind of like people have been wishing and hoping, but they have not done the work every single day, even though you may not see anything or feel anything. And I always say, what feelings got to do in it with anything? I mean, even over the weekend, during Thanksgiving, my brothers, they were laughing at me, because, you know, we would eat and then I would go and take a mile walk, and then we may eat again. It's Thanksgiving. And I would take another mile walk. Why? Because my consciousness is one of health. And so the more time you spend in that hour of power, boy, you are really positioning yourself to really deliberately create your heart's desires. And so I want to talk a little bit. How much time do I have? Not a lot. Because we're talking about what? How we can deliberately create what we desire over the next 30 days. And we just talked about getting clear about what we want, you know, of the power of attention, how to be a deliberate creator, what that looks like, what that feels like, making sure we're watching our moods, we're getting in the feeling place of having it now. But I want to talk a little bit about flexibility, because I know this time of the year, a lot of people are disappointed. Oh, I thought I would have had this, should have, would have, could have. But and this is what I tell people who coach with me. You've got to be open to, even though you're a deliberate creator, you've got to be open and trust the way your desire unfolds. A Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your plans or your works unto the Lord, and he will establish your plans. So outcomes may be different. Maybe Jane did the same thing that you did, Mary, but the outcomes may look differently. But the truth that you have to know that when you are deliberately creating is that your story, your life, your dream, your desire is unfolding one breath, one experience, one moment at a time. And really, it's a matter of resting and trusting God and knowing that your highest good, like I told my client who was on the show, will not be withheld from you. You got to be flexible the way things unfold in your life. And so, you know, whatever is happening to you is always happening for you. And so many people try to control that. You can't control that. And at the root of control is just fear. So after you have really been deliberate about what you want, you are meditating, you know, just very easily, you are visualizing, you have to just kind of let go of how that's going to unfold. Release it into the hands of God. Detach from it. That doesn't mean that you're just indifferent toward it, and be open to whatever happens and when it comes. But your position is you're grateful and happy and joyful while it's on its way. Why? Because you have set your attention. You have set your intention also, and you are deliberately aligning yourself to be a deliberate creator, because remember, your highest good cannot be kept from you. So don't be mad at God. You know, like I said earlier, just align yourself, you know, and just be open and allow it to unfold as it unfolds. I know a woman who wanted children and she was so upset with God, and she tried and she spent, I don't know, $100,000, you know, getting the treatments. And then she went to another country on a mission trip and she saw a child and she fell in love with that child. And now she has four children and she adopted all of them. And guess what? They all look like her. It's the most amazing thing. And so while you're waiting for your deliberate creation to manifest, practice radical gratitude. I mean, you know, you're grateful to God for the good, the bad, the ugly, because you know that all things are working together for your good. Okay, it has not manifested as quickly as you desired, but that's okay because you are flexible and open, and you are consistently and faithfully keeping your sustained attention and your feelings and your emotions only on what you want. Isn't that powerful? And so when you just I would say have an open mind to receive from the universe what your heart's desire is, it may come in one big boom. And Peter Adams always says, you never see it coming. It may come one step at a time, but you have to be in a state of receiving. Oh, that's powerful. Ooh, this is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. And then lastly, we're talking about deliberately creating, and something just dropped in my spirit. Let's all believe for the unprecedented and for the miraculous. Don't just believe for the ordinary. Let's believe for the extraordinary. You know, that's a choice. You can just place your attention on extraordinary. I know one day I just meditated on extraordinary, unprecedented, never seen before, never experienced before. That's what will happen in my life. I just meditated on that for 10 minutes. Every day, still been meditating on that. And see, that's a part of my consciousness. And what consciousness precedes signs and wonders. Okay, the last thing that I think that we need to remember as a deliberate creator is inviting in the grace of God. Oh my goodness. So we're going to be manifesting through grace. It is God's amazing grace, love, ability and empowerment that's here to support us. It's a gift from God over these next 30 days. I want you to be aware of that, to receive it while you're taking your action steps, knowing that that great power is behind you. The unchanging, constant kindness of God, that you're in partnership with the God of the universe, that you're not by yourself. And so I always say that God's love is just flowing in your life. And somebody said, I think I heard it on Oprah, I do not at all understand the mystery of grace, that it meets you where you are, but it doesn't leave you where you found it. Wow. That is so awesome. So wherever you are, if you feel like you're at the beginning stages of being a deliberate creator, that's fine. That's cool, because grace meets you where you are, but it does not leave you where it found you. It's a gift that you can call on at any moment during these 30 days. It's the deepest energy of attraction. So let's remember to call on that amazing grace. And man, when you connect with the grace of God, you become more graceful. You know, I was in the store and two or three people got in front of me. And normally, I wouldn't have been as graceful. And then one lady said, oh, I'm so sorry. And I said, guess what? Not a problem. And why is that? Because what? I want the grace of God flowing in my life. So I want to extend that to other people. So essentially, I really see the grace of God as the empowerment that comes into our lives and helps us to co-create our dreams and helps us with our deliberate creation. And so I take my intentions, and this is just what I do when I deliberately create, and I just lay them before God in prayer. I don't have time for all of that, but to share all of those details, and I may say, okay, Holy Spirit, this is what I'm deliberately creating, you know, and after I do everything that I know to do every single day, diligent, faithful, then I call on the amazing grace of God to come in and just help me in those areas. And so, because you were created to be connected with the divine, you were created to be connected with all that there is. And so I invite in the grace of God in all of my creating, and I have had, whoa, some remarkable things that have happened to me. And I don't think I have enough time to share some of those things with you. But just believe me when I say that maybe next time when I share, we'll do that. And so everybody understand what we're doing. So over the next 30 days, you're getting clear about one. Everybody say uno, one intention that you're desiring. You're going to write it down. You know, why do you desire this intention? What will your life feel like, etc.? You're going to look at it every day. It needs to be a burning desire. It doesn't have to be anything big. You're practicing. Everybody say practicing. You see, just listening to me is not enough. You have to practice this. You're going to identify your beliefs about this intention. You're going to take those small baby steps on a daily basis. You're going to align yourself as a deliberate creator through visualization, affirmation, prayers, etc. And then you're going to be grateful and thank God for it in advance, because you know, really, in the invisible world, you already got it. Wow. This was a powerful teaching on how to be a deliberate creator, because you're already deliberately creating, but it's not what you want, right? So that's exactly how you do it. Remember what I said about Dr. Caroline Leaf, 21 days and then two more cycles. And you know, and I believe that the Spirit of God can accelerate that, and things can happen quickly. quickly. So we're believing for the miraculous in December. My goodness, shoot me an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to coach you. Boy, do I have some awesome coaching testimonies about what's going on in my client's life. It is so powerful. If you're ready for that, and you have to be ready for me, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm so excited about the holidays. I'm excited for you. I'm excited about all of the unlimited possibilities that are going to happen in your life, and just grateful to God and grateful to all of you. So remember this, as I say every Sunday, God loves you, I love you, and the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.